Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the book of Psalms 109, 16 through 29. That's our psalm today. It is a psalm of David. We continue to read this psalm where David has been betrayed by a friend, and he's praying for God's help. For he never thought of doing a kindness, but hounded to death the poor. He's talking about his friend and the needy and the brokenhearted. He loved to pronounce a curse. May it come back upon him. He found no pleasure in blessing. May it be far from him. He wore cursing as his garment. It entered into his body like water, into his bones like oil. May it be like a cloak wrapped about him, like a belt tied forever around him. May this be the Lord's payment to my accusers, to those who speak evil of me. But you, sovereign Lord, help me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. A wounded heart. You ever had one? Broken by a spouse, perhaps? Bleeding from reckless words, weighed down by rejection, crying out for a prodigal child, shriveled by discouragement? Have you ever experienced a wounded heart? David did. A person had betrayed him with rumors, gossip, and slander. A one-time friend lashed out and tried to bring him down. The experience had left him weak, thin, and gaunt. To those who believed the betrayer, David was an object of scorn. How should a wounded heart respond? Well, for David and us, there's only one thing to do. We cry out to the Sovereign Lord. Ask God to intervene. Pray for God's deliverance. He will come and initiate the healing process. Turn your heart over to Him and let the recovery begin. So, Father, I give my wounded heart to You. I entrust myself to Your care and protection. I give myself over to Your sovereign recovery. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.